Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dave Benz is now the television play-by-play voice for the Minnesota Timberwolves and pickleball, which we will get to in a second. Dave, it's always good to see you, buddy. How you doing?
It's great to be back in the Bay Area. My wife's going to be so disappointed. I told her I was going to be on at 5:05, so unless she turned it on early, she's going to be catching mid-interview.
Well, I figured you'd need at least you need a little walk-up time. You know, a little.
Exactly.
I was going to give you a little walk-up time to come out and join us here, but it's great to see you, man. This Warrior team is officially rolling again. And that's kind of interesting because the team that you showed up at the town with plays to the level of its competition more often than not. They can mail it in against bums and then really give the games. The Warriors such a game that they beat them in Minnesota the last time that they played. Which Minnesota team shows up tonight, Dave?
It's a great question, but the thing we have going against us tonight is the fact that we played last night in Minneapolis a makeup game against the Trailblazers that was supposed to get played on March 6th.
That was the ice game. Oh.
So that got sandwiched in last night, and then we tipped off at 6 p.m. Central, and we didn't land and get to the hotel here until, like, you know, 1 a.m. Pacific, which was 3 a.m. Central. So we're all kinds of messed up. And you know what? It's no excuse. I mean, it's the way the NBA is, and the Warriors had to deal with it up at our place at Target Center a couple weeks ago, and we actually caught the Warriors at absolutely the right time because they had gone on that five-game East Coast trip, flew all the way back here to take on Boston for one, and then, yeah, why not get back on the plane and head back out to the Midwest and take on the Timberwolves and then go play the Spurs the next night.
Sounds fun. Sounds fun. And it was obviously look, the beating in Minnesota might have caused the rest that is now the launching pad that this 12-game winning streak has been built on, if you want to follow, you know, the rumor why the Warriors are playing good again. It's the rest that they got. Maybe Minnesota did this team the biggest favor any opponent's done for it all year.
I can't speak to that, but I can say that this team has been playing great basketball ever since. And, you know, of course, they lost the next night to San Antonio, but they didn't play anybody. And ever since then, they put everybody back in the lineup and now rolled off 11 straight wins. So I think you're going to see, though, a good game tonight. Surprisingly, the Timberwolves' record on the second night of back-to-backs is 5-7. They actually have a better record on the back end of back-to-backs than they do on the front end of back-to-backs, which is a little bit strange. Last year, they were, I think, 2-12 on the back end. So they've gotten a lot better in that regard, and it, you know, as long as you got Karl-Anthony Towns and Andrew Wiggins going out there, you got a chance. It's a question is, you know, is anybody, you need that third guy to contribute, and Ricky Rubio has kind of been that guy of late. He played really well in the game against the Warriors up in Minneapolis, but can he keep it rolling?
Has a trade rumor ever woken up a Minnesota Timberwolf the way that it woke up Ricky Rubio?
I remember being here in November, and you were asking me, is Ricky Rubio going to be on this team after the trade deadline? And you know, back then, honestly, I didn't know the answer to it. But I will say that the fact that this team did not trade Ricky Rubio was the best thing that they did all season, because he woke up and he had a career-high shooting percentage and a career-high points per game in the month of March, second-best assist month for him. Basically, since the All-Star break, he's been averaging a double-double, and it's been so fun to watch.
Dave Benz here on 95.7 The Game. He's the voice of the Minnesota Timberwolves. And again, this was a team that was kind of a sleeper pick for a 6-7-8 spot, you know, and obviously that did not happen. Coming in, what, 14-15 under 500 here tonight? What is the biggest reason the rubber never met the road this year?
A 6-18 start. It's honestly that simple. They blew so many games early. The season opener, they had a 15-point lead at Memphis in the season opener. Let Memphis come back with like a 26-4 run. And then the next game they played at Sacramento, they had Sacramento on the ropes, let Sacramento go on a 24-1 run in the third quarter. This team, they had a 9-point lead against Houston at home with like 80 seconds to go. Let Houston come back, tie it, send it overtime, and end up losing. They blew an 8-point lead to Utah with under a minute to go at home. They blew They have, I believe, 23-20 Damon in games this season in which they've had a double digit lead. So they've had a double digit lead in over half their games, and they've lost 20 of them, which is unfathomable.
If I was going to put together the highlight reel against the Golden State Warriors, I think I got three Andrew Wiggins dunks in there.
The JaVale McGee one at early in the year.
Oh my God, that's still resonating somewhere in JaVale's body. He's still trembling a little, I'm sure. There was a really interesting article, ESPN.com, this week about how, obviously, with a parade through Cleveland, there is no buyer's remorse. But, man, if the Cavaliers could have a kid like Wiggins now instead of the artist formerly known as Kevin Love, whatever's left of that, what a different window the Cavaliers might be looking at. You know, they've gone so vet heavy and said no thanks to young underpaid rookies that, you know, again, Cavaliers, it was a win now team. They won now. Congrats. 5 years from now?
Yeah. In fairness, I mean, Kevin Love was really playing well before he got hurt a while ago. So, you know, I still think that that's one of those rare trades where both sides won. The Timberwolves needed a cornerstone piece that could get the fan base excited and that could be a part of the team for a long time to come. And let's face it, Andrew Wiggins, he got an accelerated learning curve by playing in Minnesota. He's said many times he has no regrets about the trade. Now, you know, what somebody says publicly and what they really think are sometimes two different things. But he's said all the right things, and he knows that had he stayed in Cleveland, he wouldn't have been able to get on the floor as much as he did early. It would have been more sitting on the bench and learning. He got a baptism by fire. I mean, I can remember his very, very first game in the NBA was a game against Memphis. Seems like we always open the season against Memphis. A season opener against Memphis on Andrew Wiggins' rookie year. And Flip Saunders, all he did in the second half was have Andrew Wiggins attacking Tony Allen every single play. And Tony Allen won most of those battles, but the point was Flip wanted to get him quickly indoctrinated into the NBA. I think that accelerated the learning curve a little bit.
Nice. We're not paying nearly as much attention as you do. That's cool. Trial by fire.
And you know, it's funny because the same thing actually still is happening down in San Antonio, a game that the Timberwolves lost in overtime about 2 weeks ago. They had Andrew Wiggins at the end of the game going against Kawhi Leonard every time, and Timberwolves fans were blowing up my Twitter saying, Why are they insisting on going at Kawhi Leonard? It's not working.
Believe me, it's called learning, kids. We're learning here tonight, and really, you've been learning all season long. Look, I know we're talking with Dave Benz, who's the TV play-by-play voice in the Minnesota Timberwolves. I know that if it were up to you, if you just snapped your fingers and you're a playoff team, you would choose playoff team, you'd choose deep playoff run, and you'd be at work for another 2.5 months. Choice isn't yours. The NBA decided Minnesota will not be going to the postseason this year, which means you got a 6-month vacation starting in about 6 games. Not bad to be Dave Benz, huh?
It's a good time of year. Get back here to the Bay Area and, you know, take my son to some Giants and A's games and, you know, just enjoy, and maybe a couple of Warriors playoff games along the way.
Yeah, absolutely. You can use can walk in an arena anytime credential, right? You're that guy now.
Pretty much. It's good living. I'm not going to complain.
That's fantastic. But it is really pickleball that I want to talk about for the rest of this interview, because
that's a ratings winner right there.
Well, look, not only are you the voice of the Minnesota Timberwolves, you are the voice of pickleball, which up until 11 minutes ago I had never even heard of. No offense, pickleball aficionados, wherever you are, but you said that one of the things you're going to be doing this offseason is continuing being the signature voice of pickleball. You're like the Vin Scully of pickleball.
The U.S. Open Pickleball Championships. Yes, this will be the second annual, it'll be my second time calling the Pickleball Championships in Naples, Florida.
It sounds like people are throwing pickles at groins.
Explain your sport
to me.
Well, you know, the thing is, it's kind of funny. There is no pickleball here in Northern California, but it's big down in SoCal. There are pockets of it across the country. It developed in Portland. And it's kind of the best way to describe it is it's like if tennis and ping pong had a baby, this is what you would have. It's almost like if you could shrink yourself down to be a Ken doll and play on a ping pong ball court. That's kind of what you're playing.
Do you play one-on-one? Is it a team
sport? No, there's one-on-one. There's also doubles.
Pickleball doubles.
Yes. Yes. And the great thing about it is the ball, it's more of a dead ball. It's kind of like a ping pong ball almost.
Okay.
And so it kind of neutralizes any athletic advantage you might have. Like, you could get a 55-year-old on the court with a 28-year-old, and the 55-year-old has a chance to win because it's about skill and drop shots as much as it is about athletic ability.
Any sport that takes the athletic ability out of the equation is really a sport I think America is about to connect with.
Yes, exactly, because we're a very lazy society.
So when pickleball is replacing Monday Night Football because the NFL jumped the shark 4 or 5 years from now, we will know where it all started.
Yes.
Pickleball. Is there, who is the greatest pickleball player in the world? Do you know this person's name?
I will in 3 weeks when I do my prep work again.
there's not like Karch Karai of pickleball. Again, I know nothing about volleyball, but Karch Karai's a name, right? Gianna, that was a volleyball name. Karch Karai, absolutely.
Karch Karai, for sure, yeah.
Thank you very much.
Good knowledge.
Thank you. I would you do me a favor when this pickleball thing's about to happen? Will you tweet us to let us know?
Sure.
So we can pay very close attention.
Yes, I will. It's one of those record tape, and it probably runs 2 weeks later. But I'll find out the air date, and I'll. Although there's going to be
spoilers.
No, wait. There is going to be a live stream for 3 days. So that'll be live. So I can let you know, and you can send that out to your audience. Let them know to watch the live stream for pickleball. They'll watch for about 30 seconds and decide that they need to buy a pickleball court equipment and go play on some pickleball.
I'm just going to tell you right now, kids, do not Google pickleball live stream at the same time. You'd have no idea what could possibly pop up. Dave, great to see you. Thank you so much for stopping on by, man. Really appreciate it. You're so good to us. You're a Bay Area guy. You're always good to the station, man. Thank you very much.
Always my pleasure. Appreciate you calling me every year.
Thank you very much.
Every game, I guess, a couple times a year.
Western Conference foe. I talk to you 4 times a year for sure. That's all.
Absolutely.
Sometimes it's cut to 3. Sometimes.
I don't like those years.
I don't like those years either. Dave Benz, thanks so much for stopping on by. I know you got to get back in, and I keep talking here for a little bit, Dave. So you can start your pickleball prep now if you really have to.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.